are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've got a lot to talk about. It looks like these testosterone drugs and testosterone supplementation can raise heart risk and stroke risk. Pretty scary stuff considering the testosterone market is a $1.6 billion market from what we understand. Testosterone supplementation is huge as many of us are starting to get middle age, baby boomer age, and we're finding that testosterone helps us with our muscle mass, helps us with our well-being, erectile issues, and now could that be put at risk for heart disease like estrogen has been proven to? So we'll talk about that. We're also going to be talking about how horrible bosses are really, really, really bad for your health. Your bad boss could actually put you at risk for diabetes. Pretty scary stuff. Really cool. It's nice to see that people actually have a heart. Apparently, 7 first-class passengers give up their seats in first class to give to Marines returning from Afghanistan. That's always pretty, pretty cool. We also have news that there is a new clothing line for kids, for plus-size kids. So kids don't have to try to squeeze into regular-size clothes looking obese. Finally, somebody is an entrepreneur enough to start doing plus-size kids. Husky doesn't seem to cut it. And then statin use, cholesterol medications that many of you guys take, could actually be linked to lower prostate cancer death. So how these unrelated things work is beyond me, but it's still cool to talk about. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, I'm watching Kathleen Sebelius now on Capitol Hill, you know, being grilled about Obamacare. I think every time she's been up there, she's been wearing something blue. And I'm noticing that right now. She's in a blue-type jacket. Why wouldn't she wear red? Why wouldn't she wear a bright color because she's on TV? Well, remember, blue is very calming. So seeing her with her white silver hair and a blue jacket probably is a strategy so people don't rip into her too much about healthcare.gov. I don't think that's going to work. All right, but it's very interesting because if she wore red, I think that would get everybody up in arms. Plus, red is more of a Republican color. Blue is more Democratic color, so I guess that makes sense. Interesting election results. See, I thought Mayor Bloomberg was Democrat this whole time in New York. So when they were talking about the new mayor being the first Democrat to be elected to the, to run New York City, I didn't realize that Bloomberg was originally Republican that turned independent. So I apologize about that. I had no idea. And then remember, you had Mayor Giuliani from there. So they've had Republican mayors in New York or non-Democratic mayors this whole time. Interesting stuff, but we'll talk about that. So as you can see, we've got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, many of you had a wife who was pregnant, and you decided to never talk to her about her skin, her weight, when she was pregnant. Well, you may have to actually buck up a little bit and talk to her about her snoring. They say pregnant women who snore 3 or more nights a week are more likely to need a cesarean section or have a smaller baby. Obviously, they're probably worried about sleep apnea and airway resistance, but they looked at, according to a study from the University of Michigan Health System, they looked at 1,600 pregnant women, 35% of whom reported regular snoring. Compared to non-snorers, those who snored before and during pregnancy were two-thirds more likely to have a small baby and more than twice as likely to have an elective C-section. Now, this is one of the largest, from what I understand, studies linking mothers snoring to babies' health. Now, I know some of you are like, well, you know, they're sleeping on their back. They should sleep on their side. Most moms should. I mean, when you're pregnant, you're supposed to sleep on your side, all right? You sleep on your right side so you get off the main, you don't want your uterus pressing on the aorta. So you end up sleeping more on your right since the aorta kind of descends down the left a little bit and then goes central. So there's that argument. But, you know, people can still snore even sleeping on their side. So, you know, many of you are really, really, really afraid of your pregnant wife, and I get that, and you should be, okay? You really should fear us when we're pregnant, okay? Fear us, please. But health issues are important, and telling your wife that she does snore, okay, you know, tell her to buck up. It's not an insult. It's just you do. You make a lot of sounds, and I just want to make sure you're getting good air. You know, I make air. You want air? Here's air. No. We're talking about, you know, you want to make sure that you're breathing the air, dear. I want to make sure you're oxygenating well. So, sleep apnea in pregnant women, it needs to be addressed. Another study found that women who begin snoring during pregnancy are at high risk for high blood pressure and preeclampsia. Now, remember we talked about preeclampsia, where a pregnant woman gets a huge rise in blood pressure. They start to have protein in their urine. Could go into eclampsia, which could be extremely dangerous for the mother and the baby. So, you know, just, you know, don't just bypass, ignore, hide, cower from your pregnant wife. Okay? You need to talk to her about issues. And, you know, men, not a bad idea to go with her to the doctor. Okay? You know, a lot of you are concerned about your pregnant woman's weight gain. We talked about weight yesterday. How many of you don't like your wife getting fat? Well, you know, your pregnant wife. Okay, she's gaining a lot of weight, and if you want to know how much, yeah, we talk about anywhere between 15 and 35 pounds, depending on where they started, etc. But, you know, usually a 20, 25-pound weight gain in textbooks is considered healthy. I gained 40 pounds with my first, even though I worked out twice a day, 60 pounds with my second, very hormonally induced, by the way, because I did not eat 60 pounds extra worth of food, I'll tell you that right now. And, you know, you can go to the doctor if you think she's going to freak out. When the doctor has her go and give a pee-pee test, you can then talk to the doctor. And you can say, you know, look, I'd like to talk to you about a couple things, or find out if you can talk to the doctor separately. Many doctors will talk to the husband separately. Okay? You know, say, you know, look, she's gaining a lot of weight. What should I do? Okay? I don't have the guts to tell her. She's snoring when she sleeps. You know, she doesn't want to get a blood pressure check. You know, things like that. Okay, yes, you could be in deep and in the doghouse, but again, this is your wife and your future baby. Don't go away, we'll be right back. Testosterone causing heart disease. What's up with that? 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
I'm a-walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don to work on the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And we have an iPhone app. We have an Android app. Download those so you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime for free. Really quick good news here. Starbucks aims to hire 10,000 veterans, active duty spouses, over the next 5 years. 10,000 jobs, that's pretty nice. This is being reported out of the Seattle Times. Chief Executive Howard Schultz, who will detail the plan at Starbucks headquarters, has charted an aggressive global expansion that ultimately calls for 500,000 employees company-wide, up from 200,000 current jobs that they hold. What shocks me about Starbucks is I've never seen, with the exception of McDonald's, two franchises within the same block. I mean, that, I think we were up in Toronto, and there was one Starbucks, and then across the street was another Starbucks. I find that fascinating that you would have that many franchises. Yeah, I remember the olden days you would have maybe one McDonald's in that city, and that would be the McDonald's. Yeah. I guess now that we have this drawdown of American troops in Afghanistan, more than 1 million people will be leaving the military and transitioning to civilian life. We've got to get these people jobs. Now, one report is that these jobs are part-time. So we still don't know about if these are full-time jobs. But you know what? Let's take what we can get right now, because we are going to have a lot of veterans, and there should be no reason why they're out of work. So that's pretty good news. Okay, speaking of our military, good job for these first-class passengers. Seven of them gave up their seats to Marines who were returning from Afghanistan. Apparently, 14 Marines were on their way home from serving from Afghanistan. Usually, American Airlines will upgrade servicemen and women in uniform whenever possible. So there were six empty seats in first class. Then seven first-class passengers jumped out of their seats to let the other Marines sit down. That is pretty damn cool. So, and then they did this welcoming. Apparently, they got a hold of some people to, as they got off the plane, give them a nice welcome. I mean, really, really cool people. I mean, I have never bought a first-class ticket. I can't afford it. Something tells me those suckers are way into the thousands plus. So that was pretty damn cool. Pretty damn cool. All right. Now, not so cool. What's going on with testosterone therapy? And why is that putting you at risk for heart attack, stroke, or dying? But in this one study, they found that testosterone replacement drugs increased your risk 29%. Researchers looked at 8,700 men treated in the U.S. Veterans Affairs health system. True, many of them had underlying illnesses like prior heart attacks, diabetes, etc. And they found that testosterone worsened sleep apnea, worsened the effects of platelets, your clotting factors, and this therefore linked to arteriosclerosis and coronary plaque. This is being reported by Bloomberg.com. Apparently, the study was published yesterday. Authors did urge more of a study on this testosterone, but right now testosterone is being considered, you know, the fountain of youth, just like hormone replacement therapy in women, estrogen. And we're finding estrogen could put you at risk for heart disease, right, clotting, etc. The testosterone could possibly do that as well. Now, many of you take testosterone either through gels, patches, injections, etc. And they said prescriptions from these supplements rose fivefold to 5.3 million in 2011, starting from 2000. Now, keep in mind, that's when a lot of these testosterone treatments and pharmaceuticals, there was a big pharmaceutical boom in the year 2000, huge pharmaceutical boom from the year in the late 90s to the 2000s. Now you're going to see a complete about face. I mean, we've hit a wall because of Obamacare. And many insurance companies now are not paying for testosterone supplementation. So many of you come to me saying, look, my insurance won't pay my testosterone anymore. So we're going to see less of these prescriptions. But according to the National Institutes of Health, 5 million American men do not produce enough testosterone. A study in Europe about a decade ago found 1 in 5 men older than 50 has moderate to severe symptoms of testosterone deficiency. But at that time, fewer people were getting treated. Now, this is a very lucrative industry, the testosterone industry. Apparently, AbbVie's Androgel, very common, very well-liked, very popular testosterone supplement, very good one, might I add. I mean, it works. May generate $1.1 billion this year for the North Chicago, Illinois-based drug maker. Now, have I ever seen somebody on Androgel have heart problems? Here's my thing with it. Remember I talked to you about a study that had come out saying not all men will have low testosterone. If you are 50, 60 years old, you could still have normal testosterone levels. When a man has low testosterone, it's our job as physicians to make sure there's nothing else going on. And many people with diabetes will have low testosterone. So for some of you that aren't getting checked for diabetes, or you're borderline diabetic, but you went to the doctor because you were having erectile issues, some libido issues, you found out you could take testosterone, you start taking testosterone. If you're never really treating underlying pre-diabetes or mild diabetes, yeah, you're going to be at risk for heart disease. So this could just be something extremely coincidental where your average low testosterone patient is not very healthy cardiovascular wise. And so that's why these people are dying of heart attack and stroke. You know, think about it. One reason why I am such a fan of the pharmaceuticals is because, not because I'm board certified family medicine. I think sometimes we overprescribe, but it's because when somebody who never was planning on going to a doctor really wants that Viagra that's getting advertised, and they come to me saying, I want Viagra, I say, before I'm giving you Viagra, I'm going to check your heart. Because if you're having trouble getting blood flow down to the penis, my guess is you're having blood flow problems with your heart as well. And I can't tell you how many heart attacks we've prevented, how many strokes we've prevented as a medical community, because people had to come in to get the prescription for their Viagra. Now, mind you, it's probably going to be over-the-counter later. As we turn to socialized medicine, we're going to probably have things like that over-the-counter, and we're going to probably see a rise in heart diseases, dead of heart attacks even more. Not because Viagra caused a heart attack, but because many people are not getting their hearts checked. Well, same thing here with testosterone. Men do not like to go in on average, okay, for routine checks. Women a little bit more prone to it, not because they want to. Women can't stand getting pap smears, but because in the past, that's the only way they could get their birth control. So if they wanted their birth control, they had to give it up and let somebody take a look and make sure they didn't have cervical cancer, etc. Well, men, not a lot of them by choice want to get checked. There are some men out there that do, and good for you. But on average, no. So when you see a man come into the office, it's usually because they want something. They want their Z-Pack because they're sick. Maybe they want a flu shot. Maybe they want a blood test because the wife is yelling at them to get, you know, their cholesterol checked. Or they want their Viagra, or they want their testosterone. So you'll have men come in and say, I want my testosterone. I'll say, well, let me check your heart, let me check your lungs. And they're like, no, 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 I don't want to do that. No, 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 leave me alone. Well, my suggestion is anybody that needs testosterone supplementation, please, for the love of the Lord, get your heart checked. Now, what does testosterone do to somebody who is deficient? I mean, you feel it. From what I'm understanding, these men feel better, and it's more than just placebo. Okay? They may not have the increase in muscle mass that they desire, no Arnold Schwarzenegger type effects, but they definitely feel their energy, their libido. Some of them sleep better, their moods are better. You know, males go through an andropause, you know, a male menopause as well, but many people that have other underlying diseases will see their testosterone drop a lot more drastically than somebody normally aging. And many people in their 60s could have normal testosterone. So my urge is, if you're low on testosterone, still get evaluated. You can still benefit from testosterone. Where I'm a little nervous are these men who are normal, maybe a little low normal, but still normal in the range, but they're getting their doctor to give them testosterone anyway so they get a boost. Many of you guys did that with Viagra. You really didn't need Viagra. But when you were in your 20s or 30s, you decided to ask for it and try it. Okay, that's where I think you can kind of get yourselves in trouble. You need to really need these things. Okay? And my suggestion is definitely talk to your doctor about that. More studies have to be done. I wouldn't be panicking at this point, but it's definitely something worth looking at. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about how another pharmaceutical, my favorite group, the statins, appear to protect you against prostate cancer. Then blueberries adding years to your life. And then wives being the glue that hold marriages together. Do you guys believe that? Is it really the wife? Or is it the mother-in-law? Think it's the mother-in-law? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Nations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on the Dr. Dahlia Show on Facebook. So, very interesting with this article here. They say research has shown that women could possibly be the glue that holds the marriages together, in that if a woman is more likely to calm down quickly after a fight, then the marriage probably has a better chance at succeeding. According to research, the happiest marriages are those where the wife cools off quickly after a fight, even if her husband stays angry. This is being reported by Daily Mail. I can't tell you how true this is. Scientists said that women are better at starting those difficult conversations that will solve the problem and allow both parties to move on, but only if they have regained their composure first. They said, ironically, this study found that if the husband attempts to start those conversations himself, the spouse will criticize him for trying to resolve things too quickly. Is this true? You know, usually you hear these studies and you're like, oh, that's a bunch of bullcrap. But I got to tell you, this is so right. This is so right. And why? Because we women, a lot of us, want to feel like we were the ones that took the higher road. right? We're the ones that tried to... Exactly, exactly. You know what? That works for me. That works for me. And this is interesting. Lead author Leon Block, an assistant psychology professor at Berkeley and Stanford Universities, says when it comes to managing negative emotion during conflict, wives really matter. Emotions such as anger and contempt can seem very threatening for couples. But if the wives can calm themselves down, their marriages continue to thrive. They looked at 80 middle-aged women or middle-aged couples and older couples, videotaping them, analyzing how they interacted, taking into account factors like the body language, facial expressions, tone of voice, and conversation. It's tough if you're on camera. You know, how are you going to act? They say time and time again they found that marriages in which wives quickly calmed down during episodes were ultimately shown to be the happiest, both in the short and the long run. Husband's emotional regulation had little or no bearing on the long-term marital satisfaction. That's so true. So true. You know, it's interesting. You know, I come from a family where the men were always the dominant one in the family. Okay? Even growing up in my household, I was the girl. Okay? Yet my brother was the boy. Boys just seem to... they're just kind of was that. Maybe because they're carrying on the family name. I don't know. And that's fine, okay? I was the girl. I didn't really need to learn how to cook or clean or anything like that, even though they made sure they taught me that. They did urge that I went into education and that I got a scholarship because they weren't going to have money for college. And they learned, you know, pretty quickly that I was college-bound because I really liked school, and they very much promoted that. But still, the men were the dominant one in the family, okay? And I knew that I was going to take on my husband's name. You know, it was just one of those things where we had a lot of traditional type, I don't want to use the word values, but behaviors, traditional type behaviors. So, you know, in my marriage, I was always concerned with me being a working mom, where I may be bucking some of the older traditional roles, right? And that I could possibly be very overbearing to my husband because if I'm bringing in half of the bacon, I'm going to want half of the decision making. And luckily for my husband, he wanted me to help make decisions. He actually valued my opinion, or he pretended to do. He's a very smart man. My husband, very smart man. Very smart man. All right. But I was always very concerned that I would, try to take on too much of a dominant role. So I was always very cognizant of that. Okay. Now that's very easy when everything is hunky dory and everybody's feeling good and everybody's in love and everybody's fine. All right. Okay. And I never thought of giving my husband ultimatums because I saw my family do ultimatums and I hate ultimatums. And I learned very quickly that if I even tried to give my husband an ultimatum, it was over. So I never decided to set my foot, you know, put my foot down on certain things and say, look, I'm going to be the boss on this one. All right. So everything was fine and dandy until you actually get into a fight. So now you're getting into a fight, and that's when you really see the true colors of each other and how much and how far you could go. Now, me, coming from medical school and coming from the family I came from and grew up with, and I realized that there's always bigger fish to fry. And so even though something may be a really big deal, and I may feel like I need to win on that one, I've always known that sometimes you pick your battles. And sometimes a lose may actually be a win for you later. So for me, anytime I fought with my husband, I found it actually more beneficial to end the fight than to try to progress that fight till I win. Because I found that if I did make concessions, and not being patronizing, not being manipulative, but if I made concessions, it would benefit me later. And so usually whenever my husband and I have a fight, even though I always expected he would be the one telling me to calm down, it was never like that. I was like, you want to know what? This really isn't worth us losing a night of sleep on. All right. Sometimes I see with both of us, we want to have a BF and we want to finish that BF, a blink fit, right, where we want to just kind of complain and gripe and cry and then fine, let it out. Go ahead, let it out, right, you know. But if I'm in a good mood and I'm on PMS or whatever, I can handle that. Okay, it doesn't matter what he says because I know it's just an anger. And then I can come back and say, are you done? Can we move on from here? And the funny thing is I always see my husband relieved that I take that out. I don't think he wants me to escalate things. All right, because maybe he thinks ultimately I may have power that I don't even realize I have. Okay, and he also knows that I've been through worse. So a fight with him, I can handle. That's a battle. That's like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of the history of wars. That I've been through World War II, so a little, I won't go into that, but you know what I'm talking about. So it does work. Okay, but again, you don't want to be patronizing too. You also don't want to end a fight when there's no resolution. Okay? Alright? You know, a lot of times, conversation starts and it just blows up from there. And you can end it, and you can try to resolve it by saying, look, the only thing I wanted, I mean, if we're going to be honest about what we want, all I really wanted was just X. That's why I brought it up to begin with. Okay? I'm glad we let this out. I'm glad we let out our feelings. I think it was really good for us to have that explosion because it helps us cope. But I got to be honest. If we really just kind of pare this sucker down and dissect it down to the piece that we need to talk about, the blood vessel that's causing the bleeding, I think it's this. And I just think I'd like to address this. If you don't think the way I want to address it is fine, that's fine. I'm taking ideas. But this is the problem, and this was my suggestion to address it. Do you have another suggestion? And it works. I mean, I have to admit, I am very, very good at fighting with my husband. I think because, I mean, look at me. Who would stay with me for close to, we're hitting our 17th year this December, thank God. Who the hell could put up with my, I mean, who could put up with me? But the reason why is I know how to fight. I know. Now, yeah, I have bad days. And some days I just want to let him out. Okay? But I also understand that can't be a proper dialogue. And I'll get mad. I'm human. I'll get mad about stuff. But I also know when something's getting destructive. Because, see, for me and my husband, I mean, I want to solve problems. I don't want to let things fester. I don't want to have family issues, money issues. I don't want to have that going on. I also don't want resentment. So I'm not saying I'm the one that holds the family together. My husband is just as much a part of that as I am. But I do have to admit that when it does come to fighting, a wife knowing how to choreograph, not manipulate, but knowing how to choreograph the end of the fight is excruciatingly valuable to a marriage, because fights are going to happen and you guys need to pick your battles and you need to figure out when to end it and how to end it. Just ending the fight and having sex, right? To have sex and have makeup sex, that's not how a successful marriage thrives. Yes, makeup sex is awesome, but what's important is making sure that the original issue gets addressed, because just throwing these issues under the rug or sticking your head in the sand just makes it worse and things fester. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Vision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I know these are one of these studies where it's like a no-duh, right, where they found that a study from Ohio State University found that animals, right, that are, I guess, exposed to chronic stress could lead to heart disease, diabetes. Well, it was only a matter of time that this extrapolates to horrible bosses, where horrible bosses are really bad for you. And we know this is to be true. And I think many of us are probably dealing with the worst employee-employer relations since the Industrial Revolution. And it's because we have employers and employees pitted against each other. As Obama gets thrown at us, as the recession is still going on. And so this is something that, you know, we know it exists and we blow it off. But if you're at work or your work life takes up anywhere from 8 to 12 hours of your day, including the commute, you got to include the commute with this one, okay? And then you go home, you only have really a couple hours at night to decompress, and then you sleep. How you spend your day, whether it be eating, whether it be lack of exercise, or whether it be stress that's coming at you, that all matters when it comes to health. I mean, we talk about eating all the time. We talk about lack of exercise. Why aren't we talking about stress as much as we should? Now, things, as we know, are a lot more stressful nowadays because once the recession hit, many of our coworkers got fired. So if you were the quote-unquote lucky one to keep your job, many of you found you really weren't that lucky because now you're working the job of three or four people. And if you dare complain, you're going to lose the job. So we have a lot of people now that are in extreme fear of talking to their employer. I mean, years ago, remember in the 80s and 90s, right, there were all these sessions and kind of self-help sessions on how to talk to your boss, how to have a meeting, how to approach your boss about a raise, how to approach your boss about a promotion, how to approach your boss about, you know, your workload. None of that appears to even be relevant over the last few years because if you don't want to work your job, you're fired. Now, one of my employees had, when we were going through the recession, had been very open and honest. Where one, when we tried to cross train and make sure that they could do multiple duties if somebody, you know, became sick, she was actually very honest about not really wanting to do it. And she was very fearful of bringing that up because even though we didn't fire people with the recession, we were on a hiring freeze. And the fact that she was honest with me and she felt like she could come to me without any repercussions, of course, I listened to her. And I never really put her in that role again. Yes, it's an issue where she's not cross-trained. And, but she knows that could be an issue later on. Not that she would ever be fired, but that, her not being cross-trained, could possibly pose some issues later. You know, when we need somebody that could fit into that spot, we won't be able to count on her. But just her kind of knowing that, that's already too big of a weight as it is, right? I don't need to make it negative or whatever. It's like, okay, fine. Then, you know, we'll just use you for this. You're good at what you do. That's fine. We can make this work. All right. But the fact that she had the guts to talk to me, there was no way I wanted to have negative repercussions. As an employer, it probably would have been me to be smarter to say, look, we just have people that could do, you know, both the front office and back office. Okay, I mean, maybe it would be as an employer better if I had more versatile employees, but for this particular person, I liked her. She was good at what she did, and I told her, you know, we'll make this do, we'll make do. And I was honest about that, and it worked. But most of you guys, you don't have that leisure. You don't. Okay, and so if you go up to your boss, or you go up to your supervisor and say, I really don't like my particular workload, you need to be prepared for them to say, fine, we're going to find somebody that does. And that stinks. That really, really stinks because, you know, you spend more time with your job and with your employers and your coworkers than you do with your family. Why the hell can't it be happy? Now, God willing, if this depression and recession ever goes away, maybe we'll be able to start doing that. And we could talk about how to make the office, and we've done that. We talked about how to make the office fun, we've done that even with the recession because, you know, it could be depressing and, you know, you want to have fun in the workplace. You want to have little contests with losing weight. Back in the 90s, I had rotated through a family medicine office up in Sparks, Nevada. And when I was in training, and the doctor and all the staff were on a no-fat diet. And each week they would weigh themselves, and whoever lost the most amount of weight got a prize. And, I mean, it's not the most exciting thing to do with work, but it definitely helped camaraderie, et cetera. But I really think we underestimate the stress that we go through during the day and what that could do to you heart-wise. Scientists at Ohio State University made this discovery while studying mice. They tested blood samples from people, and other colleagues had looked at blood samples from people living in poor areas, and they found very similarly primed immune cells that they found in chronically stressed individuals or mice. Now, we talked about cortisol, we talked about stress hormones, we talked about inflammation, but you need to really, if you're going to be looking at your health and looking at longevity, you need to really take a look at what your day is like and figure out what can make your life better. Now, if it does get to the point where you really need to talk about money or talk about, you know, you really, really hate your job, there are ways to approach that. And we'll talk about that again on the show. But just very quickly, we talked about how you start off with something very positive with your boss and supervisor saying, look, I think I got a way where I could be more efficient. I think I figured out how I could get you these reports, make these sales, and do this. But let me throw something by you and see what you think. All right? I'd like to work from home. And the reason why I'd like to work from home is because I can maybe do a 10-hour day instead of 8, but I'll be able to still deal with the kids, babysit, etc. And give me a trial and see if I improve my sales in 2 weeks. If I improve my sales, maybe you let me do this longer term. Let's do a trial. If not, I'm back at the office. You see, things like that. There are ways to approach a boss during a recession if you want your way about something. But it's very, very tricky. And we'll talk about other types of examples later on throughout the month or throughout the ensuing months, okay? Next, statin use linked to lower prostate cancer death risk. Guys, these statin medications that a lot of you are on to lower your cholesterol, not too bad. We have another study now showing decreased risk of prostate cancer death. Now, again, when you look at these studies, is it because people taking these cholesterol medications are going to the doctor a lot, and because they're going to the doctor a lot, then their prostate cancer is being found earlier, or their prostate cancer is being treated? It could be. I mean, this is just an association. Apparently, they looked at 12,000 men in the UK who were diagnosed with prostate cancer between 1998 and 2009. 3,500 of those people died. All right, 1,800 of those deaths were attributed to prostate cancer. The other 2,700 or 1,700 could have been other causes, heart disease, etc. But the team found that statin use was associated with a lower risk of dying from prostate cancer as well as a lower risk of death from any other cause. They think that these statins could be not only protective with the heart, but protective with the prostate as well. Now, I know we're being told to avoid being screened for prostate cancer, to avoid aggressively monitoring and aggressively treating it because risks could outweigh the benefits. But you almost wonder, are the people that are more proactive about their health, going to the doctor regularly, getting their blood work checked for their cholesterol, etc., maybe these are the ones that are getting their PSAs done? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't knock the pharmaceuticals, people. Don't knock them. Now, if you don't need a statin, no sense going on it. But if you are on it, that may be a bonus. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival
Bible supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.